Stay hard! Stay hard! Stay hard! Stay hard!
Hard times don't last. Dreams do come true. Bad times don't last, but bad guys do.
It's not easy, but through practice and practice and practice, practice makes what? Absolutely not. Dismantle that belief system. Practice makes improvement.
Your family's looking for that one guy right now. They're looking for that one guy who's strong, who's that pillar for the family in hard times. Make sure they look around. They look around and find you. These are the times right now for you to step up. Be that guy that can take anything.
Godfather, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
You can act like a man.
You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions, make the sacrifices, make the unpopular decisions, and become comfortable in your own skin.
I gotta prove it.
Prove what? I'm not a mistake.
And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
You can't go back once you've started this damn journey. You can only go forward.
This is kind of part of being a man. It's like, you kind of got to get all up a little bit. I think part of learning is dying. And so me learning how to be a better man, I had to die a little bit.
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't f***ing stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless of how I f***ing feel and how depressed I am. The sun is gonna f***ing shine in the morning. And at nighttime, the moon gonna be there. And you gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up, and you done wasted a year doing what?
How much time you really waste? For real.
How much time do you have left? When you start thinking about that, we don't know.
Right now, we have the most valuable asset on earth on our side, time. But it's running out. And to make that first step towards greatness is the hardest step.
And you're gonna have to fight and fight and fight and fight. And most of you won't be successful, not because you can't do it, but you can't outlast your old you long enough to get to your new you.
Because let's face it, when the alarm goes off, you got your head on that soft pillow. It's all nice and cozy and warm in there. You do not feel like getting up. You should not. That snooze alarm is the dream killer. When you press that snooze button, you're killing your dreams.
So easy. So easy to put things off. So easy to say you can do it tomorrow. Well, I want you to reprogram your brain and tell yourself that tomorrow is not a viable option. Tomorrow doesn't work. You do it today. You get it done today. That's what you do.
Everybody want to win. Everybody want to be on a winning team. Everybody want to win, but everybody don't want to work. Everybody want the reward, but everybody don't have to want to work. We all got to work. I got to show up and show up 120. Every time. Where much is given, much is required, but you're going to get the rewards. Rewards come after you work, not before. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary.
It's hard to keep going when no one is supporting you, when no one is clapping for you. And that is exactly why you have to become your own biggest fan. You really do have to believe in yourself when no one else does.
We're not going to wait. We're going to do work. We're going to put in work. Because every time you put in work, you get the same consequences. You get paid. You get rewarded. The reason why you stop and you start and you stop and you start is because the goal is not meaningful enough. You don't have enough skin in it. You don't have nothing to lose if you don't do it. What I'm telling you is you got to create the type of scenario that if it doesn't work, you lose everything. And because you cannot lose everything, you got to make it happen.
How bad do you want it? Do you want it bad enough to keep turning back, to look at it again? I don't know what it means, but it's drawing me. And I don't know what's going to come out of it, but some kind of way, my destiny tied to that. And I can't walk away. Your destiny is in the fire. If you run from the fire, you will run from your destiny. Your destiny is in the problem. Your destiny is in the storm. Your destiny is in the fight. Because people don't fight people who don't build. If you weren't building anything, nobody would battle you. If you weren't going forward, they wouldn't fight you.
If you want to be a diamond,
diamond.
You must go through extreme pressure. If you can't take pressure, then you're not a diamond.
Championships aren't won in the theater or the arena. They're won in the thousands of hours in the training room, in the labs, in the 5 a.m. runs, when it's raining, when everyone else is sleeping. That's when it's won. The heart of a champion is a light switch that's always on. It doesn't go on and off when someone's watching. It's constant. It's how you look at something. If your name's attached to it, and you do it right, the best of your ability every single time.
After you go through all the pressure you thought you could not handle, and you think it's over, then they turn on the heat.
Once it goes through that type of pressure, and it finally becomes a diamond, at that point you can't break it no more.
I've been broken so much. I've been defeated so much. I've been disappointed so much in my life that I know what it feels like, and I can handle it.
If you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness.
Once you get to that point, you cannot be broken anymore.
No more excuses, no more hesitation, no more procrastination, no more negotiation, no more go on the attack. You don't stop until it's done.
You have a project that that's due at work that you don't feel like working on right now. Doesn't matter that you don't feel like working on it right now. You impose discipline on the situation and you do what you're supposed to do.
Decide to be better. Decide to get better. Decide to get after it.
You want to make your dream come true, you got to stay focused. Some people rather get even than get ahead. Stay focused on where you want to go.
My strength is in my struggle. The level of battle you face is an indication of the level of blessings that you stand to receive. If you're up under attack, there's something to be gained. I dare you to take another step. You're right on the verge of stepping into your purpose, into your destiny. If you don't give up, if you don't baby yourself, if you go ahead and push yourself and get on up out of this mess, your whole life is about to change.
Keep coming back again and again and again. Get up dressed every day, knowing some way, somehow, with a spirit of expectation, I can do this. If you do that over and over and over again, your life will be easy.
You have an exercise. You need to work out this morning. You haven't worked out yet. You wake up in the morning. You need to go work out. You don't feel like working out. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you don't feel like working out. It doesn't matter. It's not part of the calculation. Discipline overrides that. Discipline trumps your feelings. And that is what you need to apply as a person, as a normal human being, no matter what you're doing in your life. You need to let discipline be your guide, not how you feel. That's what we need to do. And if you do that, you're going to end up with freedom. You're going to end up with freedom across the board. Discipline equals freedom. That's what I have been saying for a long time.
Discipline is you do it so long and so hard and you're so passionate about it that even when you don't feel like it, you still operate at the highest level.
Beast mode is I will not stop when others stop. I will not quit when it gets hard. I will not complain. I will not worry. I will not fret. I will find a way when there is no way. I will make a door when there is no door. I will create a window when there is no window. I will create finance when there is no finance. I will find an opportunity when it doesn't exist.
If you just decide, I'm going to keep my word. If I say something, I'm going to do it regardless. Being more considerate, more trusting, more disciplined. You owe it to yourself to give it your best effort. If you get in the habit of being mediocre or doing just enough to get by, you're not hurting anybody but you. You're cheating you. If you follow it through, if you keep your commitment to the commitment, you'll feel strong and powerful. That kind of commitment, that kind of spirit, that kind of personal power, that kind of vision is in you.
Being a warrior is not about the act of fighting. It's about believing in something so strong that's worth fighting for, that you'll never quit.
I learned that I don't let the highs and the lows affect me too much, because we're going to have wins, we're going to have losses, we're going to have successes, we're going to have failures, we're going to have good nights, we're going to have bad nights, we're going to have good relationships, we're going to have bad relationships, we're going to have good ideas and bad ideas, we're going to make money, we're going to lose money, all these things are going to happen. And if you oscillate emotionally up and down drastically, it's going to be problematic. So finding a good, stable, centered way to be and look at the world and take everything that you see with a little bit of a grain of salt and don't get swayed too drastically in one direction or the other, you're gonna be okay.
Don't be somebody who talks sh-. Be somebody who does sh-.
The only thing you do for success, there's no discounts. It's sweat, it's blood, it's tears. You can't get 50% off. It's sweat, it's blood, it's tears. There are no shortcuts to success. Stop thinking they are, and stop wanting people to put you somewhere that you didn't earn.
I dare you to try to shortcut success. It's not going to happen. You can't go around it. You can't go under it. You can't go over it. The only way you can get to it is through it.
Hold yourself responsible for a higher standard than anybody else expects of you. Never excuse yourself.
Don't fool yourself into thinking that this year is going to be better than last year if you're still making excuses. There are no excuses. You cannot cheat success. You got to work for it. You got to breathe it. You got to sleep it. You got to eat it. You got to put forth 120%.
When you go out there, I need you to have that dog. When you get out there, I need you to kill or be killed when you get out there. When you get out there, whatever you can get, go get it. Because they're going to get it before you get it. And they ain't going to give it to you. So you go out there and get what's yours.
Because there's somebody out there who wants your spot. You're not the only one trying to go to Yale. You're not the only one trying to go to Harvard. You're not the only one trying to go to the NBA. You're not the only one trying to go to the NFL. And so you got to embody excellence.
When it comes down to how long can you stay in that pool, when it comes down to how far can you run, right, when it comes down to how much can you push yourself past the part where you want to quit, right, how far can you keep going, there's a purity in that, that it dissolves social order, all that bullshit, all the what people think about you goes out the window. It's what who are you right now?
That's right.
Who are you right now?
Many of you will not be successful because you've got this giant goal and no steps to go with it. You're just in your mind like, this is my year. How many steps? I don't know. What is it going to take for you to do it? I don't know. I just know this is my year. Can I be real with you? If you can't measure it, it ain't real. I had to give something up to go up. What do you give up? Do you not watch TV? That's your problem. You getting to watch TV and not make money and still survive. What do you sacrifice? The reason why you broke is because you're getting a reward and you ain't working.
One of the biggest drivers of my life has been my friends that didn't believe in me. Well, what do you think you're going to do? I'm going to win, bitch. That's what I'm going to do, okay? And you're going to be the same, and I'm going to win, and that's that. When we think about in these times of disbelief, in these times of doubt, in these times of falling out, that's massive amounts of fuel for you to go do what you want to do. And I know we live in this feel-good society where everybody wants to say, well, don't worry about what they say.
Job's not finished. Job finished? I don't think so.
You cannot have any part of your mind that thinks, oh, someone will just do this for me. You cannot have that in your mind. You have to do things yourself. You have to create things. You have to make things happen. You have to do it yourself. No one's going to give it to you. No one is going to give it to you. And this doesn't mean you have to take from someone else. You have to build for yourself.
You hear what I'm telling you? I want to hang with somebody. I don't care what the circumstance. I don't care what the situation. You put it on your back and you're like, let's go. I don't run with people who count on me to put up 50 points. I run with people who put up 50 on their own. I put up 50, they put up, and we murder you.
So my son, my daughter, they drive me. What drives you? And this is why I'm telling you. Because if a house drive you, you sweet. You're going to get one. Then what you going to do when you finish? It's what she said. She blew this business up, and now she don't want to do it no more. You know how hard it is to blow a business up? You know how many people wish they could do what she's doing? But yet she finished with it. Why? Because that thing was not strong enough to drive her. The Nobel Prize, that take me forever.
Everybody wants to be a beast. Everybody wants to be number one. Everybody wants to be the best. Everybody wants to succeed. Everybody wants to have to be and do what they feel they've been called to do. The challenge becomes that most of us, when it's time to do what beasts do, we don't do it. I wake up at 3:00 in the morning. I just woke up recently and it was 2:45. I looked at the clock and I said, look, between me and you, we got an agreement. It's 3:00. It's 2:45 right now. And the average person in me said, E.T., just pull the covers back over you. It's okay. You got 15 minutes. But the phenomenal in me said, E.T., if you go back to sleep for those 15 minutes, there's no guarantee you're going to get up at 3:00. If you go back to sleep right now, you might wake up and it's 4:00. You might wake up and it's 5:00. You might wake up and it's 6:00. All you have is right now. Are those 15 minutes that sweet? that you're going to push back your dream, that you're going to push back your goal. Everything you've ever wanted, son, you're right there.
Are you going to go back to sleep and dream about success, or wake up and go chase it?
Everybody wants to do work when they're feeling strong and they're feeling refreshed. But what's more important is when you actually do the work, when you're feeling tired and feeling weak and feeling lazy. When you have those feelings, it's even more important to step up and get some. The weakness is like a little demon in your head. It's going to tell you nice little things to try and steer you down the wrong path. And you know what it sounds like? Train smarter, not harder. No, actually, keep training hard.
Too tired, too hungry, too sore, too hot, too cold, too whatever. People ask me what I do when I get those little feelings running around. Well, let me tell you what I don't do. I don't tell everybody. No, I actually just keep that to myself. As a matter of fact, I don't even let those words run around inside my own brain housing group. I keep it secure, lock it down.
My internal voice, I told it to shut up. I told it that I am busy doing something, so stop talking. I'm busy right now, so go away. And if you want to have a conversation, come back later when I'm done getting after it.
Some of you, you a beast until it's uncomfortable. You a beast when the weather is right. You a beast when you play in your position. You a beast when everything is going right. But sometimes stuff start happening where it's uncomfortable. You start to break. You start to bend. You start to fold. Every time you run up against a trial, you stop and you cut off beast mode. And you got to learn to become comfortable with being uncomfortable. It ain't always going to be the way you like it. It's not always going to be comfortable. The conditions ain't always going to be perfect. But if you want this, if you really want this, you gotta learn to sacrifice. You gotta learn to give up to go up.
Folks see how much I work out, and they think I'm running from demons. It's not demons, it's discipline. And I'm a disciple of discipline.
You wanna know the cure to laziness? It's discipline.
I don't care how good you are at anything. If you don't have discipline, you're nothing. Because you give up under the slightest struggle without discipline. And discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Mindset's the only thing that gets you through hard time.
You gotta get your fucking ass up when you're tired, when you're exhausted, when you don't feel like working, and you gotta fucking grind. You are in control of your mind. Don't let your mind control you. You just have to assert your will. Your feelings will not cooperate with your dreams. Beat your feelings into captivity, because when you beat your feelings into captivity, that's what discipline is.
Tell those feelings they don't get a vote. You are declaring martial law on your mind. Impose what you want on your brain. Discipline, power, positivity, will. Even if I'm just going through the motions, I go through the motions. Don't really want to work out? I work out. Don't really want to hammer on a project? I hammer on a project. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed? I get up and get out of bed. I get it done. To me, this is an opportunity to come out of the gate like a man possessed and attack the day without mercy. Today, I'm taking steps. I'm putting the pressure on. I am the aggressor. I am on the attack. I don't care how small it is. I don't care how tiny the movement is, but make movement and do it every single day, no matter what, regardless of how you feel or what's going on in your life.
You aren't getting any closer to your 5-year plan or your 3-year plan or your 7-year plan or any plan that you've got unless you get up and start getting after it today.
You know who's going to bail you out? You know who's going to come and rescue you? You know who's gonna come and save the day? No one. Nobody's gonna lift the weights for you. Nobody's gonna do the pull-ups for you. Nobody's gonna go out and put in the road work for you. You gotta do all that yourself.
At the end of your feelings is nothing, but at the end of every principle is a promise. Behind your little feelings, it might not be absolutely nothing at the end of your little feelings, but behind every principle is a promise. And some of you in your life, the reason why you're not at your goal right now, because you're just all about your feelings. You're all on your feelings. You don't feel like waking up. So who does? Every day you say no to your dreams, you might be pushing your dreams back a whole 6 months, a whole year. That one day you didn't get up could have pushed your stuff back I don't know how long.
Now I know in the morning, got that blanket giving you a warm hug. You got the pillow, which is whispering in your ear, telling you it's okay. Telling you stay just a little longer. But don't listen to them. They're lying to you.
Listen to your alarm clock, which is telling you to get up and get some. Listen to the weight room, the pull-up bar, which is telling you to face reality. And listen to your will, which is telling you to get up and crush everything. Get aggressive, be vigilant, attack, and destroy the weakness in your head. Go. It's actually not that complicated. Are you going to work out today? Yes or no? Are you going to eat the donut? Yes or no? Are you going to win? Yes or no? Don't allow for any gray area in there. Get rid of the debate. Make the binary code decision. Yes or no? And you know the right decision to make. So go and make it.
Don't be upset by the results you didn't get from the work you did not do. I want you to be like, I didn't get the results because I didn't do the work. I didn't show up on time. I didn't do what I said I was going to do. I hit the snooze button. I made an excuse. I didn't make adjustments. I'm tired of people talking about, I want to be successful. I want to be great. Look, everybody wants to be a beast. And so it's time to do what real beasts do. And let me tell you something. That means getting up early, going to bed late. That means you don't go to sleep when you're tired. You go when you're done.
It doesn't matter how I'm doing. It doesn't matter how I slept last night. It doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter when the last time I ate. It doesn't matter, because I'm going to go get some. Are you going to work out today? Yes or no? Are you going to win? Yes or no? Make the binary code decision. Yes or no?
Don't allow your emotions to control you. We are emotional, but you want to begin to discipline your emotion.
If you just decide, I'm going to keep my word. If I say something, I'm going to do it regardless. Being more disciplined. Find something that you can look at your life that you say, hey, I know I've got a problem in this area. Being late. Procrastinating. Not taking care of business. Being seriously not serious. I need to deal with that.
I guarantee you, if you're wondering why it is that everybody else has this and that and this, 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 and why you don't have I guarantee you that if you take an inventory of your actions, they equal what you're getting. Period. If you do the work consistently, if you invest in yourself consistently.
You aren't giving any breaks in life. You make them for yourself. We are all being tested in life. And how you face that test determines the rest of your life.
There's a lot of times where I don't know how I'm going to move forward. But I ask myself one question, can you take another step? And that answer is always yes. Those circumstances will make us fucking stronger. And when those fucking demons are coming at you and they're attacking you, if you feel you can't handle them, you have to invent someone that can. We all have the ability to transform ourselves to bring more out.
Regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind. And that one day, you see me down a dark alley, running at 1 o'clock in the morning, no one thing. I was grinding.
It happens in solitude, where I try, and I try, and I try again. With everything I have to be the best that I can possibly be. Better than I was yesterday. Better than people thought I could be. Better than I thought I could be. Because I will not stop.
I want what all other men want. But when the pressure hits, when the opposition hits, when the challenge hits, when the pain creeps in, when the uncertainty creeps in, when the cuts, when the scars, when the bruises come, I just want it a little bit more than they want it. And if you ain't got more heart than me, if you ain't been working harder than me, if you ain't sacrificed more than me, I'm gonna destroy you. And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care if you say we outnumbered. We live by this and we die by this. We don't run. We don't retreat.
You know how hard I worked to get here? And you think I'm about to get this up? Have you lost your mind? I put in too many hours. I sweat too much blood, too much tears. I worked hard to get here. Didn't nobody give me this. I didn't grow up with wealth. Didn't nobody pay me. I worked for this. Sweat, blood, tears. I earn every dime I get. I worked for this.
I put in time.
To be anxious is to have anxiety about something that hadn't even happened yet. Some of you are so worried about the threat of trouble. You're not in trouble, it's just that trouble has threatened you. And the threat of what might happen, what could happen, is wearing you down. Half of the things that you thought were going to happen never did happen. But if you allow those thoughts to dwell in your mind, it will succeed at robbing you of your peace, robbing you of your joy, robbing you of your life, just because you thought yourself into a nervous breakdown. You thought yourself into depression. You thought yourself into defeatism. This is no time to lose your head. This is no time to quit. This is no time to faint. This is no time to collapse. This is no time to give in.
You may look bad for a little while, but stand. You might be embarrassed, but stand.
No devil in hell can destroy you. If you keep in the back of your mind, I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out of it. Bit by bit, pull by pull, tug by tug, I am coming out of it. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know what I'm going to have to go through. I don't know what I'm going to lose along the way, but I still believe that I'm coming out. I've been broke, I've been busted and disgusted, but I still believe that I'm coming out.
You got to learn how not to give up or how not to give in. You got to try if you got to, but whatever you do, you cannot give up. You cannot give in.
You're the only person that can stop you, so stop talking like a victim. Stop thinking like a victim. Stop acting like a victim and walk into your destiny. Walk into it.
You're going to go through many storms where your life is going to be hard. And it'll seem unbearable at times. There are types of storms. There are emotional storms where you're worried. Something that you hope won't happen, or something that has already happened. With emotional storms, you can find yourself stressed out. An emotional storm, you can find yourself depressed, mentally fragile because of the experiences, the turbulence that you have gone through. The state of this world can have you in a state of confusion and a heavy cloud over your life. It's very depressing. A storm is going to come. I don't care who you are, no one is exempt. It's called life, ladies and gentlemen. So how do you handle it when you're in the storm?
You must have faith. You must have the faith to call forth those things that be not as though they were.
The strength and the courage to make it through, the enduring power, the ability to persevere, to handle it will pad you, the inner power to overcome, to come back again. So in order to begin to prepare for the storm, you've got to go within and start working on yourself.
You've got to get grounded. You've got to train your mind to serve you. Meditation is one of the ways in which you can do that. Reading is one of the ways that you can do that. Listening to music is one of the ways that you can do that. Exercise is one of the ways in which you can do that. Things that you can do to still your mind, to clear your thoughts so you can think.
I had a program for myself. I have books that I read that inspire me, tapes that I listen to that fire me up. Because you're going to have sometimes low moments when you won't want to get out of bed. You just want to stay there. At times you won't want to come out the house. At times you'll be feeling bad and don't know why. What's wrong? I don't know. Just leave me alone.
And yes, it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. And you get more no's than you do yes. But when you hold out, things will begin to happen. You won't even understand how. See, what the storm does, ladies and gentlemen, it empowers you. It strengthens you. When you go through a storm, when you come through that kind of experience and able to reclaim your life, you come back with a certain kind of power, and you'll never be the same again after that experience. There are certain things, when you go through those things, and you come up out of those things, you come up a different kind of person, different spirit, different power, different energy. It builds character. Don't ever say when you're going through some rough time, I'm going through a really bad, tragic time. No. See, I'm going through a character building experience.
Tough times never last, but tough people do. You should take pride in wanting to quit and not quitting. Hey, shit's really hard right now, dude. You're really struggling right now. But here's the thing. Right now is when everybody else quits.
Right now is when everybody else is going to fall behind. Right now is when everybody else decides to do something that's easier or faster or not as hard. And that's what gets you ahead. That's what gets you to have pride. Because those struggles, those feelings, those things that are difficult, they are there to test you. This pain, this conflict, this tragedy, this tribulation is the test. Don't fail it. Stay strong. Don't ever quit. Struggle is a privilege. Hardship is a privilege because those struggles, those hardships, those things that you face will turn you into an unstoppable motherfucking machine. So if you want to create super high confidence, super high self-esteem, super high momentum, that feeling I'm super powerful, I'm invincible, I'm the fucking man or I'm the fucking woman, you have to take pride in not quitting when other people are going to quit. You have to take pride in executing your job to the very best of your ability when everything around you is going wrong. That's what gets you out of the storm.
You can't just focus on this moment. You've got to hold the vision. Hold the vision of things improving. Hold the vision of your health coming back. Hold the vision of being financially independent and debt-free. Hold the vision of your relationships working out. Hold the vision of everything being all right, because it'll give you power, give you strength, give you faith, give you patience, give you perseverance. It'll give you the ability to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat.
Have you ever had anything bring you to the point that you wasn't sure if you could get out of this? Somehow, it's not the one thing, but it's everything. It's everything you went through all the years before. And to find out that the things are never going to stop coming at you, that finally brings you to the point that you say, you know what? I'm not sure I want to get up out of the bed in the morning if all I got to face is another fight.
Maybe you have doubt in your life. Maybe you don't know for sure what's going to be happening in the future and it scares you. Just that fear paralyzes you. And I just want to ask you today, do you think you have hope?
You can't stop life from happening. You can do something about it. Life is 10% what happened to you, is 90% what you do about it. You got to stop tripping every time something happened to you like it's the end of the world. It ain't.
It's not the end until you've given up.
Either you lie to yourself and get bitter and blame everybody for your own weaknesses, or you strengthen yourself.
You see, muscle is created by repeatedly lifting things that have been designed to weigh us down. So when your shoulders feel heavy, stand up straight, lift your chin, hell, call it exercise. Remember that life is a gym membership with a really complicated cancellation policy. Remember that you will survive. Remember, things could be worse. Remember, we are never, ever given anything that we can't handle. When the world crumbles around you, you have to look at the wreckage and then build a new one out of all the pieces that are still here. Remember, you are still here. The human heart beats approximately 4,000 times per hour, and each pulse, each throb, each palpitation is a trophy engraved with the words, "You are still alive. You are still alive." Act like it.
If you don't have something in front of you, you stop fighting, you stop dreaming, you stop reaching. You need to have something that knocks you to your knee. You'll never discover what's inside of you until something challenges you.
Life don't give you what you want. Life gives you what you will excel. If you will excel failure, hardships, disappointment, that's exactly what life's gonna give you, right? If you want to win, you got to show up and demand for yourself success and fulfillment and happiness.
In spite of all those feelings every day of just giving up, of just quitting, in spite of all that, it's going to be your ability somehow to muster up the courage to flush that out, to reach down deep and find something inside of you that will allow you to go for it one more time.
Adversity defines true character.
Don't quit. Don't collapse. Don't faint. Don't give in. Don't succumb to depression. Either way you go, you got to fight.
All of us, we got the same ending. We're going to die. So if you know you're going to die, why are you playing it safe?
I'm going to build something. I'm going to make something happen. I am not going to live and die and not leave anything in the earth as a sign that I was here. I'm going to build something. I will not settle, even if I have to start over, even if it took longer than I expected, even if I have to make payments, even if I have to crawl on my belly. I will not give up on my dreams. I will not neutralize my tenacity. I will not give up on my integrity. I will fight every day. If you knock me down, you will have to do it tomorrow till I'll get back up again. I will not go quietly away into the night.
I was born in Jamaica with nothing. I live in a wooden shed, zinc roof. Look at me now. Don't say I couldn't come back and do it. There is no ring roof. I told you that already.
Your motivation. You need discipline.
Motivation is a feeling that comes and goes, and it doesn't matter whether it's there or not. Discipline is infinitely more important. So no matter how you feel, get up and do what you're supposed to do.
You need to do something, you do it anyways. You don't do it because you're motivated, you do it because you're disciplined.
Your tired body, that unmotivated mind, and get out there and do it anyway.
You need to let discipline be your guide, not how you feel.
So you have to build yourself into someone who has the discipline, the fortitude, the grit, the perseverance to become someone who is literally incapable of quitting.
I wasn't the fastest, I wasn't the strongest, I wasn't the smartest, but I did know that I could work hard. I had to work hard.
Set a time to train at that time. Set a time to go to sleep at that time. Set a time to get up at that time.
If you only did what you were supposed to do when you were motivated to do it, that's leaving it to chance. But if you're disciplined, you go do what you're supposed to do. That's the way it works.
Discipline is doing what you said you were going to do when you don't feel like doing it, when you felt like doing it in the first place. That's all it is. When you first start playing this game, when you fell in love with it, you were just like, let's go.
When you feel deserted, when you feel weak and you doubt yourself and other people have doubt you and you ask yourself, am I crazy? Maybe I don't have what it takes.
That's going to happen.
But I'll tell you something. Wouldn't it be a shame for you to stop when you've come this far?
Who on this earth would still be going right now? You are.
You're still alive. You're still breathing. And if you're still breathing, that means you've still got some fight left in you.
If you are still alive, there's still room for improvement. There's still room to grow and be better.
Things are going to get harder. Things are going to get tougher. So what you need to do is you need to get harder and you need to get tougher.
You will be tested. And how you face that test determines the rest of your life. The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind.
When you want something, don't expect everybody to say, oh, you want this? Oh, great. We want to give this to you. No, many doors will be closed in your face. Many loans that you will want. They'll say, no, you don't have enough credit. And most people will give up. But you've got to decide that I'm going to be fearless. I refuse to be denied. And I'm going to go all out. Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. Throw your whole self into it. If you dare to be great, if you dare to do something that you've never done before, if you dare to go to limits that you've never went to before, they will remember your legacy forever. Don't let nobody steal your dream. Don't stop. Don't stop running toward your dream. The rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass. Don't say I'm having a bad day. Say I'm having a character building day. Everything has a defining moment. Whatever your defining moment is, own it. And say to yourself, after today, I will do whatever it takes to become everything I can become.
Raise the bar on yourself. Challenge yourself. Expect things to be great for you because you're going to show up differently. Fight like a warrior. and die a wretched.
When you have fear, fear makes you think in ways you shouldn't be thinking. When you have fear, fear makes you speak in a certain way. But when you have faith, you don't need to count. When you have faith, you don't need to go outside. When you have faith, you don't need to see how many horses. When you have faith, you don't need to see how many armies. When you have faith, you don't need to see how many swords. When you have faith, you don't need to count no shields. When you have faith, you just believe and it'll happen. You concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul, with all your heart. You focus on this, and tomorrow will take care of itself.
Write down at least 5 reasons on why you won't give up. What's going to make you unstoppable? Why you must be unreasonable? Because logical, practical thinking says you can't do it today. But if you want to produce unreasonable results in your life, you've got to be an unreasonable person. You've got to be an uncommon person. It's very important for you to believe that you are the one, that you are entitled to this. You're supposed to have this. This is your calling. This is your time. When you no longer focus on the obstacles, when you no longer care what people think or what they might say, when you no longer find the need to seek their approval, it's done.
When the pressure within you is greater than the pressure outside of you.
Everyone listening to this, here's the deal. No complacency. No complacency. No backing off. No slack whatsoever. Fight.
The standard is the standard. We don't lower it. We compete, we fight, we scrap, we live to fight another day. We don't retreat against nobody. That ain't talent. That's essence. That's core. That's who I am as a person. That's how I get down. That's how I'm coming. That's what that is. And every time you get ready to stop, every time you get ready to quit, that's you as a man. But when you press forward, in the midst of the opposition, in the midst of the adversity, you're building a mentality that's going to sustain you 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now.
It's very, very simple to get what you want, but it's not easy. It's your job to make yourself do the crap you don't want to do so you can be everything that you're supposed to be. And you're so damn busy waiting to feel like it. And you're never going to. Ever. No one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you. And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true.
If you want to live your best life, your absolutely best life, you got to do me a huge favor. You got to watch them choices you make. People make bad choices, and they wake up and make another bad choice, and they make another bad choice. Now they got a habit of bad choices, right? And they like, how did I get here? Choices. How did I get here? You trying to get to certain places, but you ain't making the choices that's going to get you there. You all in your feelings.
The problem is that most people, they like, they can't get up in the morning. They ain't got no energy. They don't got the energy to keep up with me. I'm like, boo, ain't nothing wrong with you. You just ain't got the stamina. You just ain't got the energy. You can't smart everything. You can't outthink everything. Some stuff is just you got to be powerful. It's just some stuff that you got to have stamina for. You're just too slow. It just take you too long. You wake up, take you 3 weeks to do what it can take 24 hours to do. It don't make you a bad person, but you're going to forever be average because to be great, you got to keep up. No alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My determination wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and have whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? You gotta begin with the end in mind. So whatever your dream or your goal is, you gotta wake up every day to it. You gotta go to bed with it. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You got to read stuff. The music you listen to, everything you do, got to pour into that dream. I didn't get to where I am, but I didn't get here being lazy. I didn't get here binge watching TV. I didn't get here taking days off. I personally know what it takes. One day I made a decision that enough is enough. I'm tired of being average. I'm tired of being good. I'm tired. I made a decision. Enough is enough. It's showtime. In order for you to go from one level to the next level, in order for any woman to transition, for any man to transition, the thing that they want must be greater than the thing they currently have. You only transition from one level to the next when you're tired of the level you are. You don't belong at the bottom, and it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. Get where you belong. Do what you're supposed to do. Live like you're supposed to live. You gotta kill. Every single day of my life, I feel like giving 100%. Every single day, I don't have days where I don't feel like it. Why? Because I'm counting on me. My wife's counting on me. My son's counting on me. I don't have days to waste. And your grind has to match your dream. You can't play as much as you used to play. You can't go where you used to go. You can't do what you used to do. And now you gotta pick your grind up. And I need you to wake up every single day. And I need you to use your 24 hours like you've never used it before.
Takes guts. You gotta dig down deep to gut it out. Keep on going again and again and again. Until you make it happen, because you know that it's possible. Now, what do you do during the hard times, Les? Here's what you must do. Number one is, you must have faith. Paul said you must have the faith to call forth those things that be not as though they were. Judge not according to appearances. Don't judge your circumstances and the possibilities for your future based upon what you have now and because of what's going on now. No. That's not the real reality there. What you're going through, if you're going through some hard times, it has not come to stay, it has come to pass. It's all right. Now, second thing is, repeat this after me, something you should affirm to yourself every day. Repeat this, please. No matter how bad it is, or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. Say that to yourself every day. As I used to say to myself, when I would get up in the Penobscot building and I had to go into the bathroom and bathe in the bathroom sink, I had written on the mirror that I put up, they just paste up and I read, no matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. So you got to have faith, you talk to yourself, you say that affirmation. The next step is you must have patience and engage in consistent action. Patience and engage in consistent action. See, everything does not always happen, ladies and gentlemen, when we want it to happen. It doesn't happen quickly. So in that process, they have something in the Far East called the Chinese bamboo tree. The Chinese bamboo tree, every day it has to be watered and fertilized. It's a very hard nut, and it takes 5 years of watering and fertilization every day, according to American Geographics, before it breaks through the ground. At any time, if the watering process and the nurturing and the fertilization process is stopped, the Chinese bamboo tree will die in the ground. Now, once it breaks through in that fifth year, then in 6 weeks it grows 90 feet tall. Now, the question is, does it grow 90 feet in 5 years or 6 weeks? The answer is obvious. It takes 5 years. That's how long it took to grow it, to build that foundation, to nurture it, to water it, to build the reputation, to build the credibility, to learn the market, to learn people, to learn yourself, to learn the system, to learn how to do it, to figure it out. That's why you must have patience and engage in consistent action. We live in a world, ladies and gentlemen, where people want instant gratification. They want it right now. They want to be a Dexter Yeager, but they're not willing to pay the price to do what it takes to get up there where Dick Hopper is, where Bryant or Judy is. They think it was easy. No, no. It's simple, but it's not easy. It's a system that if you work the system, it works if you work it. But make no mistake about it. It's hard. You are the determining factor. Here's something else. It's possible you can live your dream. It's necessary that you have goals, that you write them down, that you surround yourself with a support team, that you are creative. It's you that you must take personal responsibility to make it happen. George Bernard Shaw said, the people that make it in this world look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, they create them. It's hard. No, easy is not an option. However, ladies and gentlemen, what you will discover is that it's worth it.
Successful people stop negotiating the price in their life. You know what's stripping all your success? You keep negotiating the price you're paying. Man, all the work I'm putting in, it's not paying off. I don't see my family as much. I got to do all this. You start negotiating it all the time, and it's sapping all your damn energy. Successful people don't negotiate price. They negotiate worth. Could this be worth it to me to pay this? And once you decide it's worth it to win, it's worth it to be somebody, the negotiation stops. It might be year 2, 3, 4 before you get your big win, but you could decide now, I'm going to walk, talk, and be a different person. You decide that. You're the lead character in the story of your life. That's the decision. Number one in your region.
And don't get caught up in, well, I've tried it 4 or 5 times and things didn't work out. If there's something that you want and you're hungry for it, you've got to do what is required.
It's worth it. I suggest to you, if you want to become diamond, write down 5 reasons of why it is worth it for you to become a diamond, to experience that level of achievement. What is it that will give you the drive? What is it that will ignite the courage in you to get up and come back again and again and again? How is it that you would be able, what reasons that can tap in to that deep down feeling that goes to your gut, that no matter how many times you get knocked down, that you're coming back? What is it? Write it down. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You saw that picture up there, the lady, Mrs. Mamie Brown. I'm flying from here tomorrow morning to be with my adopted mother. She's 87 years young, thank God. And I'll be with Mama tomorrow. Every Mother's Day, I don't care where I am. I go home Mother's Day, everybody knows, November 6th, my mother's birthday, I'm home. And I try to go home as often as I can. When I started and left Miami pursuing my dream, because I knew that as long as you work for someone else, they are controlling your destiny. I didn't want anybody signing my paycheck but me. I knew that it was going to be difficult. I knew it was going to be hard. But every time I thought about giving up, and there were times I did, because where I am, ladies and gentlemen, it's a long shot. You think being a diamond is a long shot. This is a miracle. It's a long shot. And I had people laughing at me. Les, you're talking about being a motivational speaker? You have no college training. You were labeled educable, mentally retarded. You failed twice in school. They put you back from the 5th grade into the 4th grade, and you fail in the 8th grade. You've never worked for a major corporation, and you are going to become independently wealthy. Right. They laugh. They're going to laugh at you. People are going to laugh at you. But let me tell you, I believe in revenge like Frank Sinatra. He said, the best revenge is massive success. It's a long shot being here with you today in this dome. It's a long shot. No college training, labeled educable, mentally retarded, but I kept running toward my dream. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop running toward your dream. You can live your dream. What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
Everybody wants the prize, but nobody loves the process. Everybody wants to be a champion, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to be a champion. Everybody wants to hold up the trophy and say, man, I did it, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to do it. I love the process. I love the thought of working for what I want. And I firmly believe you're never supposed to wish for it more than you're willing to work for it. Your expectations never supposed to exceed your effort. But a lot of people, they wish, and they're not willing to work. And the great thing about life has a funny way of testing all of us and seeing how bad we really want what it is that we say we want.
What if you get weak along the way and you're throwing a towel on yourself, you surrender to your emotions? What then? A lot of people become discouraged, they become frustrated, and they say, oh, what the heck? And they go back to doing what they were doing before, saying it doesn't work.
Take quitting out your vocabulary. Take it out. Cry if you must. Rest if you must.
But the worst thing you can do is quit.
When you want something bad, you can't count the cost. Because if you count the cost and you see how much it costs, you might give up. So you got to go in knowing that I don't count the cost. I do as many reps as it takes. I study as long as it takes. I pay whatever the price is. You get to a point where you don't count it. You just do whatever it takes to get whatever you want.
Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. You'll find yourself stroking unlike you've ever seen before. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. Throw your whole self into it. So as we look at the future, we can decide that from this day forward, as I look at all the dimensions of my life, looking at myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm going to do all I can do to develop me.
When you leave, what you fighting for? What's your legacy? What you gonna do? You say you a champ, but do you practice like a champ? You say you a champ, do you fight like a champ? You say you a champ, do you have the mentality of a champ?
The universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied. You've got to be willing to stand there and face disappointment, not have support, doubt yourself sometimes, be rejected again and again and again, and refuse to turn around until life gives it up.
Nothing can resist a person that has that kind of commitment.